Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host Dick Hugger, aka after N word, and I'm joined by my illustrious co-host Miss 100%, and we want to holler at y'all. So if you can't, give us a call, 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. We, of course, encourage you to go to our Smooth Drama site, www.smoothdrama.com. Check out what you want. Check out, learn, stalk a little bit behind the scenes on me and Miss 100% what we do, and be on the lookout in the next couple weeks or so. We'll be doing some major changes, and 100% will be showing herself in all her glory on our Smooth Drama site. We also social network. You can catch me Twitter. You follow me, I'm Smooth Drama. Facebook, my yearbook tagged. I'm Dick Hugger. Add me, I'll add you back. But as always, I know you're not really trying to holler at me. You want to catch up to my illustrious co-host. Tell them, illustrious co-host, where can they catch you at?
I'm going to tell you the easiest way to find you. Go to Google, put in Miss 100%, spell it out, or put in MS100% sign, and everywhere I am, it'll let you know. Or you can email me, Miss100% at yahoo.com. Or I'm out on BS at yahoo.com. But if you Google me, everything will come up. Then you can just have a field day with
so,
Miss 100%.
Are you saying you're Googleable?
I'm Googleable.
See, that's how you know you done stepped up your game to the next level. You are Googleable. See, her Googleability rate has arisen.
Increased.
Yes, all that.
I don't know.
Her Googleology rate usage is at an all-time high. So y'all be on the lookout for that. Miss 100%. Hit her up in Google. What? What? Don't say nothing. Just Google me. as y'all know, I'm happy. NBA basketball has started. I'm going through my NBA overload right now. Oh, I gotta watch this game. I gotta watch this team. Gotta watch that team. You know, I can't say I'm hurt by the Lakers 0-2 start.
Yeah.
Just. I can't say it, but I will. Also, of course, if y'all don't know, you ain't paying attention. I'm Saints till I die. My New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees, broke Dan Marino's longstanding record from, I think, like 1984. And, I mean, he broke it last night, and there's still a game to play. So, obviously, he's going to take it to another level next week also. So we'll throw the stats out then. But there were some critics talking about, oh, he shouldn't have broke the record by running up the score. I believe you covered this before, Miss 100%, when we talked about pussification. But
just whatever. I mean, it's stupid. It's stupid to complain about somebody playing a game. This is the thing that I didn't like. He put himself out there by saying that he didn't do it in the classiest of ways by, you know, he pointed the finger at himself by even bringing the shit up. But, I mean, who cares? You broke the record. It's a game. It was still time on the clock. I mean, run that shit up. I don't care.
Right. Well, one, as a Saints fan, we hate Atlanta. Let me be clear on this.
Yes, I understand that.
We hate Atlanta. We have hated Atlanta since the dawn of whatever Atlanta, when it started. So, Saints fans and Falcon fans, I mean, one, his nickname is Dirty Birds. How can you be down with Dirty Birds? I'm just saying.
Wow.
It's the Dirty Birds.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. But, boy, bitches.
he accomplished it. I mean, kudos to him. That's
And we did it on the Dirty Bird, so it's even better.
Okay.
Yeah. But what's not better? You know how we talk about strange shit that goes on. Mm-hmm. As a guy who robbed a bank, and I guess he was nervous, and so before he went in the bank to rob it, he dropped the deuce in public in front of people.
He had the Bee Gees before.
Yeah, he just. I mean, but it wasn't like it was something indiscreet. I mean, because he drove up, and mind you, this is a family robbery. Homie had the wife and kids in the car, like the getaway driver. Yeah, so he gets out, and he, you know, he's like, just all casual, he drops a deuce in the parking lot in front of people, then walked into the bank and robbed it.
Hell.
Yeah. That, you know, I don't know if that classifies as your gangster.
No, that's just dumb. That's
stupid. He said he had a nervous colon.
Sorry. What?
Yeah, he said he had a nervous colon.
Nervous colon. His ass nervous because he knows he's about to go to jail. So.
But yeah, he's going now. I mean, only this time of year do folks go through that type of situation. I got to get them presents, so. But I got to drop a deuce at the same time.
I just don't get that one.
In the parking lot.
In front of people.
Right. Witnesses saw it. You lucky it wasn't on YouTube.
So he'll take it up and then go inside of a bank to rob it.
Yeah.
That's with how you do it. With the kids sitting in the car waiting.
Yeah. Like, mommy, what is daddy doing? Yeah. Anyway, and I gotta go old school. In the first year, Smooth Drama, me and my old co-host, we did a karaoke show, in which afterwards I talked about 1 in 20 people can sing. The rest of us are 19ers. And 19ers need to know their place. You know, a young man, Isaiah Johnson, was charged with assault after a karaoke brawl in Ohio because they booed him off the stage. Because I guess he didn't realize he was a 19er. You know, see, I keep saying it's 1 in 20 are good. The rest of us are 19. I know, I can acknowledge, I'm a 19er.
I'm a 19.
Yes, I'm proud to be a 19. I have the video. I have stored the video of me messing up on the mic. Karaoke night, never to ever be put out. If anybody has it, if I see you put out, I'm coming to get you.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, he slammed the microphone on the ground and he went and took off on some people because they didn't appreciate how terrible he was.
Wow.
Yeah.
But, okay, it's karaoke. So most of the time, the people that sing in the song are terrible. So
exactly.
I mean, it's karaoke. I mean, that's part of the fun of karaoke. Everybody sounds like crap.
Is that the fun?
Except for you get those, you know, people that think that they're professional karaoke singers and they want to make a career out of it.
Like Mr. Johnson?
Yeah.
See, and this is what I'm talking about. Because this is the guy that'll be mad. I tried out for American Idol and X Factor, and they cut me every time because politics, because, you know, they racist. You know, he'll throw all that stuff out.
No, motherfucker, your ass just can't sing.
Right. He's a 19er and don't know it. Or if refusing to acknowledge it. It's like when everybody tells you you can't sing, it's not everybody, homie. It's just you.
Those are the people you just record, you know, take a video of as if stage of intervention and just sit down. Don't say nothing to him. Don't say nothing. Just give him the thing and let him sit there and watch his own damn self. Or put some headphones of that shit on his ear and don't even show him that it's him and let him say, oh, this motherfucker can't sing. That's you, dude.
Right.
Look, that's you.
No,
and you can't show him the video.
You can't do that, though. You can't do that because, like any addict, he'll sit, no, ask me, that sounds good.
He told that, so he'll probably think it sounds
good. Right, he'll be like, yeah, oh, this is the kind of dude, where can I buy this album?
Stupid.
No, you gotta look at when people
a video of how stupid he looks for them.
Well, I mean, if he see the video, of course he's gonna think he it. That's the point.
That's crazy.
19ers unite, come together and recognize that you cannot sing.
Yeah.
Put your hands up in the air, 19ers, if you with me. I got my hands up in the air. I'm testifying to my 19ers.
Don't in denial, 19ers.
All the bad we can say is... Oh, now, I gotta say... In doing a little research, going the opposite way here, I ran into this website 100, chebs.org, CHEBS.org, and supposedly it's a titty appreciation site, titty appreciation location site. Like wherever you are, you can log in and say, oh, there's some nice titties here, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I guess that's cool, but then you know me, I'm like, well, don't we need a ass appreciation site? Ass deserves a site too.
Right.
I mean, and I was looking. I put in ass.org, and as soon as I put it in, it says, I won a prize. I was like, yeah! But, of course, it was one of those.
Well, you know what? I found one, but this just, to me, this pisses me off.
What pisses you off?
It is AskAppreciationSociety.com. But it's dedicated to fucking Pippa Middleton. Who you know who Pippa Middleton is, right?
No, I do not.
The new princess's sister.
The who?
Prince, what you call it? Well, who just got married?
Oh, really?
The sister, the little sister. There is so many of them, so many sites dedicated to her ass. Like, now that she's out, okay, ass is acceptable now.
Really?
Really.
Now, see, maybe I'm wrong, but when I think of ass appreciation,
excuse me.
I believe one of my favorite rappers said, ass so big you can see it from the front.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, when I see Miss Middleton, I don't see her as ass so big I can see it from the front.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't see it from the back.
This is crazy.
Well, you know what? We gonna have to do a Smooth Drama tribute to Ask. So I ask for volunteers out there. Show me your ass. We solicited. We want to do an ass appreciation. I don't know. We'll pick an ass appreciation day. Where we come together and we appreciate ass. I mean, we got a whole website dedicated to somebody's ass who doesn't even have ass. We got a site dedicated to titties. They have a Go Topless Day. I mean, we need a Go for Ass Day.
There's something wrong with you.
No, I'm saying we need an ass appreciation day. So. Stay tuned. We here at Smooth Drama, we gonna put that together. 2012, before the world ends, we are gonna have Smooth Drama Ass Appreciation Day. All who want to donate pictures for the cause.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel free.
I know it's a lot of people out there that need to, you know.
Ass appreciation. And on that note, we gonna go on break here and for an appropriate song. This is Radio Galaxy Field Trip. Because every now and again, you gotta go on a field trip on ass. Anyway, Radio Galaxy Field Trip.
I'm not afraid to picking up the part of articulating what you want to say. And all that ever comes to mind, the fact that I feel some kind of way when the decision prevails in anticipation of the day. The control freakism fails. Gotta give yourself permission to take failed trips.
Together you gotta be smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Radio Galaxy, Field Trip. You know, cause we have to go on a field trip one day. Mind you.
Oh, I'm back.
Yeah. And now that 100's back, she can talk about how she was out there in the field last week, knocking people out, trying to get you some Air Jordan.
All right.
I don't know about anybody else, but I'm talking to you. I mean, were you as appalled as I was to see these shiftless out there running each other over, knocking folks? I'm like watching the video, and I'm like, wow, really?
You know what? You could be like, are you serious? But I was so not surprised by the headlines or, you know, the story. I didn't even watch the video, because I'm not surprised. It's not like this is something new.
I mean, it was bad enough when those shoes first came out in the 80s, folks was getting killed behind them. $100 shoes.
Yeah.
And to come back 2011 and folks are still trying to knock each other out, kill each other over a pair of tennis shoes that are made for about $1 so you can pay your $200 because it's $180 and you figure with the tax it's about $200.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And half these suckers out here, they can't even play ball.
They can't even pay that damn bill.
I'm
but not, they can buy these damn shoes for real.
Well, I'm not even gonna talk about the bills. I'm talking about the fact that you Well, I mean, because people buy stuff and they can't afford to pay their bills anyway. That's a given. But why you buy basketball shoes when you don't play basketball?
Because they make you look like a baller. Didn't you know that?
No.
They make you look like a baller. They make you feel like a baller. When you put them on, they give you this air of confidence about yourself that I have achieved something.
Mm.
I'm able to put on a pair of shoes that is by a motherfucker who do not care whether I live or die. And that is success and accomplishment to a lot of people. Didn't you know that?
Well, yeah. I kind of did know that. I mean, aside from the massive profits that they get over it, aside from the fact that these shoes, oppression at all angles behind these shoes. So the people who, because this just brings up the demand more
right.
in the sweatshops to make these damn shoes. You know, the folks out here looking to actually hurt people because they're wearing those damn shoes. I got to get them from you. All that for the Opportunity 100 to get on the court and get abused by me. As I promise you, I see you with them shoes on, I'm doing you. Every time you these guys, you know, I've talked about it before. They come out there, they got the Jordans on, they got their matching whatever suit on, they can't ball. They have no skills whatsoever. If I see you with some Air Jordans on, I'm following you. Just off GP.
You wow.
Just on principle. I'm getting you. You getting one.
You wrong.
Even if you don't have the ball, I'm run over to you.
You know what? You wrong.
I'm saying it's pathetic. You know, and I see all these suckers can't ball. And they're dying, folks dying over shoes that, over shoes, period. I think that's the worst thing going. Almost as bad not changing subjects, but we talking about athletes, whatnot. You know, there's a the NCAA pimp game. We scholarship. Scholarships, they're talking about making changes. Now, to the average person, they think, oh, you get, you know, my baby got a scholarship. You know, like take your son, for example. Your son is a star basketball player. He gets a scholarship. You know, the coach, he'll come through, recruit you. Oh, we're going to take care of the young man. We're going to help him grow up to a man. He's going to get the education and blah, 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 all that stuff they promise you.
Mm-hmm.
Scholarships are year-to-year contract. Mm-hmm. Used to be in the day when I'm promising you I'm going to take care of your son, it's a 5-year commitment from the university.
Mm-hmm.
You have a scholarship. You can go to school. We know half the athletes didn't take advantage of it. They didn't care. They was in it trying to get to the pros, whatnot. But, yeah, but irrelevant. They're talking about now where they're going to lock in the scholarships. And they're talking about adding a stipend, $2,000, to all student athletes, which on the surface, it sounds good as hell. You know, kids like, yeah, I'm going to get that $2,000. But what they also don't say behind that is under Title IX,
mm-hmm.
all student athletes have to get that $2,000. So you have to be a rich ass school to be able to afford that for all of your student athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what that means.
I'm trying to understand one thing. Why is it only student athletes that get stipends? Why not, if you're there on a scholarship for something else, why don't you get a stipend? Because it's not bringing in as much money as sports, so you don't get a $2,000 allowance every month?
Well, look here.
It's a scholarship, so.
Yeah, but we're talking about for sports.
Sports
run
this country.
This bitch. Yeah. Sports run this bitch. It doesn't matter. Now, you talking about scholarships for stuff that's useful, like scientific achievement, engineering. Please. It's not about that. It's about that NCAA tournament that they pay $6 billion for the rights. You know, the NCAA, these bowl games. The TV contracts in the billions. The payouts are millions of dollars. So the pimp game says, okay, everybody's talking about paying the athletes. So once again, I take your son into the consideration.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pay him. But only the schools who are making money already can afford that. So if you're a school who's just coming up, like you'll say a Boise State, a Texas Christian, schools that are on the cusp of trying to be a big boy on the regular.
Right.
They are shit out of luck.
Right.
Because they can't afford to pay everyone. So the rich get richer in this program.
Right. It just made me want to puke. The more you just pay attention to all of the bureaucracy or the bullshit, as I call it. That's the keeping it real term for that word. Bullshit and fuckery. Mm-hmm. The more you pay attention to it, the more I just get disgusted and I just want to puke.
Yeah. I mean, it's so dirty. For example, I'm the coach. I can jet the university. I can recruit your son. Yeah, I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna take care of him. And I'm coaching that at Alabama. Auburn offers me $5 million more. I'm out. Your kid, who came there to play for me, he can't be out like that. You know how, if you don't play sports, if I didn't want to go to San Francisco State, I can just go to San Diego State.
Right.
No penalty.
But if you play sports, you can't do it.
Yeah, you can do it. You just have to wait a year. You lose a whole year.
You lose, yeah. So, just say, you're a slave.
Yeah. Modern day slavery.
But everybody wants their kids to be in sports, though.
Well, sports make the world go round, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or something to that.
Yeah. This made me just want to get.
I find it interesting that this is another one of those issues that nobody really talks about or cares too much about. I mean, you caught up in the sports, and you know me, I love sports. I live, breathe, eat, and drink it.
Right.
At the end of the day, it shouldn't be where the sports is more important than the actual humans involved.
You're right about that, sir.
Yeah. Oh, well. I'm going to get off my soapbox now.
I'm just like, it kind of makes you wish that just somehow you could just scrub it all out and just start it all fresh. just get rid of all these.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing.
I'm trying to look for a nice word to call them, but I mean, it's not really nothing nice to say about them, but this is from fresh. Just, you know, people that's going to do it right and, you know, do the students right and run the programs right. You know, I mean, but I know that's just a dream, fantasy, or whatever that never happened. But
right. Yeah, they talking about paying student athletes. I'm like, well, what about the lawsuit where these athletes, they don't have the rights to their name, and you are still advertising on using the images of athletes who aren't even at the universities no more?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, that's another part of the pimp game. They're making money hand over foot. Like, okay, while I was there, I got it. But you can't advertise using me, and you're not paying me now.
Mm-hmm.
But that's another one of them things. It never gets talked about. Why they'll vilify your Fab Five or your UNLV. Like, they were awful. But they, you know, you talk about kids who take, look, if I'm broke in college and somebody give me $1,000, I'm gonna say no because it violates the sanctity of the game. Really?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Okay. Keep waiting on that to happen. Now, you want to talk about violating the sanctity 100. Nebraska has a prison work release system which allows felons chances for recreational outings in public during their prison sentences. And it sounds cool till...
Nope. Don't sound cool to let no damn murderer, rapist, whatever, whoever they are, whatever they in jail for. You in jail for a damn reason. Not to get out because you've been acting good for a couple of days and so now you get to go see a damn movie? That's fucking bullshit.
So you're saying you're not for the rehabilitation of the prisoners?
Rehabilitate my ass. They not rehabilitating no damn body. They not rehabilitating nothing. That's what they say that they doing, but it's not happening because I guarantee tell you that the same person that you giving that little benefit to letting him leave the prison and go see movies and shit, as soon as he get his ass out of there, all he doing is eyeballing shit that he can do as soon as he get out for real. I'm going to go rob that. I'm going to go steal that. That's all his ass doing.
Are you sure about that?
A criminal is a criminal, dude. Well, a criminal is a criminal.
Now, I agree in part, but I disagree on some of that. I think that, yeah, if you're a prisoner, you should have to do your rehab in prison. I also believe that our system is a little too hard. Like, if you've done your time, that should be it, and prisoners should be allowed to have rights again, because the reason why you went to jail, that took away your rights, and you should have rights when you get out. You know, you don't have the right to vote. You can't really get a job. You can't do anything once you've gone to jail. I think that part is the harsh part.
I think it's bullshit. I think probation is bullshit. I think all of that is bullshit. Put them in there, let them do their time. Once they do their time and get out, it's a clean wash. You pay your debt to society.
Right.
Done deal. You know, but they want money. So they keep them hanging on by keeping... Remember we talked about before how the one guy... He ended up back in prison because he couldn't afford to pay the probation officer the money that he owed him. So it was a violation of his probation not to pay the money. And he kept going back to jail because of that. That's a way to keep people in the system. To me, that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Yeah, well, that's indentured servitude at its finest.
Right. But, yeah, I'm just saying, if they a prisoner or whatever, let them do their rehabilitation inside the prison walls. no movies, no special field trips or none of that stuff. And no, none of that.
All right. Well, 100, let you know, no special privileges, none of that. We going to treat you like you in the third world, motherfucker. And speaking of which, we going to go on break here. This is Immortal Technique, third world.
Immortal Technique and DJ Green London. Third world, motherfucker. I'm from where the golden diamonds are ripped from the earth. Right next to the slave castles where the water is cursed. From where police brutality's not half as nice. It makes the hood in America look like paradise. Immortal Technique and DJ Green London. Third world, motherfucker. From where the golden diamonds are ripped from the earth. Right next to the slave castles where the water is cursed. From where police brutality's not half as nice. Return the world, motherfucker. I'm from where the golden diamonds are ripped from the earth. Right next to the slave castles where the water is cursed. From where police brutality's not half as nice. It makes the hood in America look like paradise. Compared to the AIDS infested Caribbean slum. African streets with a passport and American gun. From where they massacre people and try to keep it quiet. And spend the next 25 years trying to deny it. I'm from where they cut your hands off if you make a fist. A nigga stole coca cause the job market doesn't exist. Except slave labor, modern day company store. And peacekeepers don't ever, ever, ever come here no more. From where the bombs that they used to drop on Vietnam. Still have children born, deformed, 8 months before they gone. I'm from where they lost the full meaning of the Quran. Cause heroin is not compatible with Islam. And niggas know that, but throw that poppy seed anyway. Cause that fool's rap parachute does not come every day. I'm from where people pray to the gods of their conquerors. And practically every president's a money launderer. From where the only place democracy's acceptable is if America's candidate is elected. And they might even have a black president, but he's useless, cause he does not control the economy, stupid. Lock and load your gun, where I'm from, the third world. Spread into many places, but I'm third world born. Gorillas hit and run, where I'm from, the third world, son. You polluted everything and now the third world's gone. The water's poison, where I'm from, the third world, son. 700 children died by the end of the storm. Revolution will come, where I'm from, the third world, son. Constant occupation leaves the third world torn. I'm from where the Catholic Church is some racist shit. They help Europe and America rape this bitch. They pray to white Spanish Jesus, whose face is this? But never talk about the black Pope Galatius. I'm from where Soviet weapons still decide elections. Militaries like the mafia, you pay for protection. Catamite sex clauses with the country sells. And rich white businessmen make the best clientele. I'm from where they too pussy to come film Survivor. And they murder Coca-Cola union organizers. I'm from where the justice system is San Podrido. Fuck government, niggas politic over Perico. Rebelde conocido, enterrado vivo. Como otro argentino desaparecido. Cause Rico laws don't apply to the CIA. And motherfuckers make sneakers for a quarter a day. I'm from where they overthrow democratic leaders. Not for the people, but for the Wall Street Journal readers. From where blacks, indigenous peoples, and Asians were once slaves of the Caucasians. And it's amazing how they trained them to be racist against themselves in the place they was raised. And you kept us caged in, destroyed our culture and said that you civilized us. Raped our women and when we were born, you despised us. Gentrified us, Asian provocateur dividers. And crucified every revolutionary messiah. So I'ma start a global riot. It's not even your fake anti-communist dictators to keep quiet. Fuck your charity medicine trying to murder me. The immunizations you gave us were full of mercury. So now I see the third world like the rap game soldier. Nationalize the industry and take it over. Lock and load your gun where I'm from, the third world. Son into many places, but I'm third world born. Gorillas hit and run where I'm from, the third world. Son, you polluted everything and now the third world's gone. The water's poison where I'm from, the third world. Son, 700 children died by the end of the storm. Revolution will come where I'm from, the third world. Son, constant occupation leaves the third world gone.
Third world, yeah. The gritty, grimy sword is rap shit.
Invasion, Immortal Technique.
Together you got the smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. After N-Word, joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%. That was Immortal Technique, Third World.
Yeah, we're going to have to play that this last 8 minutes of every show. I love it, too.
Hey, that's a classic album, Third World. It's one of the hardest albums ever, talking about the real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of them things that seems to be missing. People don't want to talk about reality.
Because it feels so good.
Yeah. Hey, it makes me feel good. You know, I'm ready to go after that. You know, this is all the stuff that get me fired up when I want to go play ball. I listen to that and I'm like, what? Come on, let's go. What you want? Anyway.
You're crazy.
Yeah. Speaking of crazy, just being light. I don't know if you saw that Whoopi Goldberg to pass the gas on the air.
Oh, it's that fake ass shit.
She might have squared a wet one while you playing.
Ah, that shit was fake. First of all, it sounded like it come from too far away to come from up under her ass. I mean, because when she heard it, first of all, she looked around herself, and then she wanted to blame it on, like, you know, oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. Oh, that was fake as well.
The little kid, she said. It's the little kid that comes out.
Boy, why they got a microphone under her ass, though?
That's a good question. That is a good-ass question.
I mean, I understand they got the microphone right there and you can hear them talking, but if she was to pass gas, there's no way that you should have heard that loud.
The cushion should have suffocated.
I mean, the cheeks should have masked it, first of all. Then she's sitting on it. You know what I'm saying? Then she's sitting on the cushion. I mean, it shouldn't have came out that loud unless that shit was in a microphone.
Right.
You can hear it echo. So that it was fake.
Y'all pay attention. 100 is giving you tips on fartology. How you do it to mask it when you're live on the air. Number one lesson. Keep the mic away from your ass.
Just question. Don't relax.
Yeah, don't. Anyway, on to some seriousness. Speaking of some fuckery, the soldiers, they just announced that, as everyone knows, we just cleared out the last of our soldiers out of Iraq. And if anybody pay attention to the news, they talk about, oh, all the violence that's going on in Iraq now that we've left. And it's like, okay, let them handle it.
It was violence going on before we got there. What difference do that make? That's just how it is.
Right. Yeah, there's no such thing as a peaceful country. Somebody's going to get hit or shot every day somewhere.
Right. That's
yeah. Well, now they're talking that those soldiers who just left Iraq, in 6 months, they'll be stationed in Afghanistan.
Didn't I tell you?
Woo!
Nobody wanted to believe. Nobody wanted to listen to me.
Rewind that. explain your peerless prediction.
Because, first of all, it come back, it go back to something that nobody, that a lot of people don't believe in. And it goes back to the Bible, where it says that they're not going to ever have peace over there in those countries, ever. Ever. And once we get involved, we're not going to ever leave. So to be looking for us to listen to somebody that says, I'm bringing these troops home. But wait a minute, how are you going to all of a sudden bring them home in less than 4 years, and look how long we've been over there? Something don't add up. And look at everything else that's going on in the little, small little towns and territories surrounding those little countries. They're not coming home. It's just common sense. And it's just something that I've seen when the war first started. They're not, once they go over there, they're never coming back.
Hold on,
you're just going to see people to replace them. That's all.
See, you're wrong, because they at least got to come home for 6 months.
Okay, but they're going back. What did I just say? You got to replace them. Yeah. You're going to send replacement, but for people's idea of the war being over, period, and all of us, all of their troops coming home and evacuating those towns and cities and stuff like that, and leaving them alone, that's never going to happen.
Well,
once we start going over there, that's it.
Well, we've always been there. I just find it.
But it's never been to the point where people, we've been over there and it's out front. It's like before people wasn't really aware, you know, of the things that we were over there doing.
Well, you know what? I think that's where I'd have to disagree with you. See, people know what's going on. It's just, do you care?
You think they like, you know, they don't, they like to fake the funk like they don't know, so that they don't.
No, it's not faking the funk. See, we talked about what happens, the pimp game in athletics. People
right,
know that
right.
stuff been going on forever in the day. It just,
right.
You care, because once again, it doesn't affect you. I mean, for us, you can send over to Iraq, Afghanistan, wherever, because hey, quite frankly, aside from the families, people don't look at it. They don't see bombs being dropped in their
right.
neighborhood every day.
Right.
I mean, if it was here and it was a war zone here,
mm-hmm.
best believe it'd be a different mindset. But because we're not afraid to go out because there's a military action across the street. I mean, you know, my neighborhood, not a war zone like talking about it. Like, yeah, we have our quote unquote hood violence, whatever you want to say, but we don't have, you never know when somebody's going to blow something up at the supermarket or there's going to be a drone strike or things of that nature. So out of sight, out of mind.
Right. You are absolutely right about that.
I
just say hold on tight, because you never know. Like we already talked about, the police has been given military style weapons. Remember we talked about all that?
Yes, ma'am.
Why would they be given military weapons if they don't expect to fight a war here on our own soil? And the war is going to start with its own citizens.
Well, it's not a war. It's protecting our way of life from the terrorists who are trying to destabilize our country from within.
From within, and that's gonna be a whole other show, because it's already some stuff about that we haven't ever talked about. But.
Well, I mean, it's another one of the things. You know it's happening.
It's
you don't care because it hasn't happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens to, I mean, you remember how people were when they couldn't, I can't go to the airport, I have to be patted down. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
How folks, I can't be, why am I being patted down? It's like, well, hey, when a police state comes, you are not exempt.
That's true.
You are not exempt. You will not be exempt. No, they're going to pat your ass down too. They're going to treat you like you're a terrorist too. Mm-hmm. You know, see, it's cool when you see somebody else getting pulled over. When you get pulled over,
right?
And that dude is like feeling on your stuff, and you're like, hey, there's nothing you can do. That's how other people feel. See, when other people are violated, everybody's cool with it. But when you're violated, oh, it's a travesty.
Hmm.
I keep saying it over and over again. No. If anyone is violated, it's not a good thing.
Right.
It will never be a good thing. I keep saying, or a man smarter than me once said, there's two kinds of people in the world. Those who believe slavery is wrong because it happened, and those who believe slavery is wrong because it happened to them.
Oh, shit.
And never the twain shall meet. Understanding that because atrocities happen, it's bad. You should be anti-atrocity at all costs. If you're not, hey, you have no one to blame but yourself when it happens to you, because you think that it's not going to happen to you. Throughout history, we have how many examples of this? You see it happening to somebody. I mean, we could talk about just slavery.
Mm-hmm.
You took that tribe across the way. You're not going to get us. You killed dark-skinned Jews in the Rhineland. They're not going to come after us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, history shows when you ignore it, it's coming to your door.
Right.
You can't avoid it. Everybody tries to avoid it. But that's not how it goes.
That is not going to never happen to me syndrome. I'll never put myself in that kind of a situation to ever have the police come after me like that. I'll never make the police come to my house for any reason. But they don't have to have a reason now, remember?
Right. Yeah.
They can do whatever the hell they want to who they want to, when they want to.
Right.
They don't have to have a reason.
Because they have the power. And they are sanctioned.
Right. And that same way of thinking, that same mentality is what gave them the right to do it. Oh, as long as they're going after people who look like criminals, or they must have did something wrong.
Right.
As long as they're going after those people, it's fine.
And you said look like criminals. So
look, yes. Right.
Look, profiling.
I said that on purpose.
Right. Who looks like a criminal? Not me. But then when they dog your ass too, why? This is so wrong.
Oh, man.
Well, I don't know why people feel that they're going to be exempt. Police state is a police state. And if you're not one of the people in charge, you're on the other side. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for us, we don't have people on the inside, so we're not insiders. we may be in trouble if we can't get our people together and understand that working together is the only way you can keep oppression. And on that note, I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank the bloggers and those who listen afterwards. We appreciate you listening to us, because me and 100, we just talk anyway. So y'all help us pass the time. And on that note, for Ms. 100%, I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. After N Word. We are Smooth Drama. And we're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you've got
smooth drama.